Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Samantha's Beauty Confessions. Today, I'm doing a solo episode, and it is a topic that I actually posted about on my Instagram story probably like a month ago, and I got a ton of feedback on the post. And so I thought, well, this would probably make a great podcast episode because I'll be able to dive deeper into it and, you know, give my thoughts and feelings and experiences with it all here a lot better than I could through text on Instagram story. And that's what we're going to do today. And the topic is Instagram filters. So as somebody who works from my phone, I'm doing a lot of face to camera videos, right? And just like most people, I, for the longest time, would apply an Instagram filter to my videos. And, you know, for the longest time, I didn't see a problem with this. But over time, what I ended up noticing was that using filters really started to mess with me mentally. And that is the reason that I decided to just completely stop. But before I keep going, I do want to add, just because I feel like it's important, that I don't think there's anything wrong with using filters. I use them for a while. I know a lot of people use them, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, okay? This is just, again, my experience, my thoughts, all the things that I've gone through to get to this place, okay? So let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome to Samantha's Beauty Confessions, where we engage in authentic conversations and confess everything it takes to turn our dreams into a reality. Together, we'll unlock your unique beauty and guide you toward living the life of your dreams. Get ready to go beyond the highlight reel, embrace the journey, and grow together, one conversation at a time. So before I started recording today's episode, I sat down and started thinking about like when filters actually became a thing. And I don't know if this is, you know, the facts or not, but the first time I remember experiencing filters was actually on Snapchat. And it was that dog filter. Remember that like gave you the dog ears, and anytime you'd open up your mouth, the dog would stick its tongue out. That is when I first started to know about filters. And slowly but surely, we've just been introduced to more and more as the years have gone on, you know? And I think that for the most part, the filters that we had on Snapchat were kind of like silly and, you know, playful, similar to that dog one. I know that there was a flower crown one and one that gave you like sunglasses. I think there was like an alien, but for the most part, they were pretty silly, right? And now filters have become so much more than that, you know? Filters can literally alter our appearance. They can make our eyes look different. They can make our lips bigger, slim our noses down. They can do so many things. They can even like, with the tap of a button, put a full face of makeup on us that looks like flawless, you know, which is kind of crazy in and of itself if you really think about it. And I think that with all of this, with all the improvements or like changes that have been made to the original filters, I think that there could be some issues from this. And I want to say issues in air quotes because, again, this is just my opinion. This doesn't mean that you have to agree. It doesn't mean that you have to feel the same way, but I feel like it's important to share my opinion. So the quote unquote issues that I see maybe stemming from this are, number one, they give us unrealistic beauty expectations. And you may argue that, you know, if used correctly, filters can just enhance what's already there. But in my opinion, I think it's gone so much further than that. I truly, truly do. Because whenever we're applying filters, especially the ones that are more intense or whatever you want to call it, we are being presented with different enhancements that we could make to ourselves to improve our look or to make us feel more confident or to make us feel prettier or more accepted or whatever the case is. And I think that this can be really, really toxic because we live in a world where pretty much everybody is spending a large majority of their time scrolling through their phones, right? We're on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all the things. And we're constantly looking at these perfectly curated images of people and comparing ourselves to that. It's only human nature, you know? But when those people aren't even real, that's when I think it becomes a problem. And whether it's consciously or subconsciously, I do believe that seeing this perfect curation constantly on our phones is making us question our appearance and making us think like, maybe if I just did this with my eyes or just, you know, enhanced my lips or got filler in my cheeks or whatever, it just can't be healthy. Okay. It really can't, you know? And I'm speaking on this from personal experience, okay? So whenever I started to notice the toxic side, if you will, of filters was when I started posting more face-to-camera videos on my page. I would film the video of me doing a hairstyle or whatever it was, and then I would do the editing because I edit all my own videos. And I would be taking these, like, you know, 5-minute clips and trying to condense them down to, I don't know, 15 to 30 second videos for social media. And in doing that, I started to notice so many different things about myself, like imperfections, if you will, that I had never even thought about before. Like I'd never even thought to think about before. And to tell you the truth, I don't even know if I ever would have come to this realization if I wasn't in the position to have to edit videos so frequently. So a couple of the things that I noticed were, number one, I have one eye that is smaller than the other, which is not a big deal, right? I'm sure that most everybody has that. However, it was like amplified as I was editing. And if I put a filter on, my eyes balanced out. The second thing that I noticed was it didn't matter how well I did my makeup the day that I would be filming, because the filter that I used would blur that, you know, blur my appearance and kind of perfect my makeup look and make me feel confident no matter how many like imperfections were really going on in real life. Plus, it would also give me a tan, which I loved. Those are the three things that started to really kind of stick with me whenever it came from looking at myself through the lens of a camera to looking at myself in real human life form. And what I noticed was that whenever I would walk by a mirror, I slowly but surely started to critique myself and to pick myself apart. I started to notice the fine lines on my face that are normal. And I started to really, really like hyperfixate on trying to get rid of those. I was looking up remedies. I was buying all this skincare. I was doing all these things to try to make them go away, to try to make myself look more like the filter. And that is not healthy. I don't think that any way that you look at that situation, that it's healthy. And I do want to add here, just so that nobody calls me a hypocrite or anything like that, that I am not against, you know, medical grade skincare. I'm not against getting treatments done to your face, like microneedling, hydrofacials, all the things. Like I do that too. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I use an LED mask. I've always like been someone who took care of my skin. So I want to make that very clear. But what I do think is bad is that whenever I, at 33, am walking by a mirror and looking back at myself and seeing like a 100-year-old lady, you know, like that's what I'm talking about is not healthy. And that's what I was experiencing. And what's crazy is the filter that I was using was pretty subtle, I would say. I actually think that the name of it is No Filter Filter. So I can't even imagine the like level of, you know, insecurities it would have caused me if I was using something that truly did alter my appearance, you know? Like really think about that. It's kind of crazy. The second issue that I would say that filters cause is it creates a lot of anxiety in people. Social anxiety, even isolation can come from it because people become so dependent on the filters that they're using that they don't want to go around like situations where they can't do that. So they'll actually start to avoid going in social settings because they can't apply a filter. And it's almost like you start to not even recognize yourself as who you are because you're so dependent on a filter. And I don't know about you, but I actually know people who won't take a photo or anything like that in a social setting unless it's on their phone. And I'm assuming that it's because they want to apply the filter that makes them feel good. And, you know, of course, like you want people to feel good about themselves. But I do think that whenever you get so tangled up in having to use a filter to feel any sort of confidence, I think that that can lead to a bigger problem later down the road. And the last issue that I would say comes from filters is the effect that it has on the younger generation. You know, I'm someone who didn't know about filters whatsoever until Snapchat, which I think was in college for me. And I'm not saying that, you know, when I was in college that I was like mature or fully developed in my brain or anything like that, because I wasn't. However, I had almost built this like this idea of myself, or had this little bit of confidence in myself based off of real life events by the time I was in college, you know? And I do think that that helped a little bit. However, nowadays, people like the younger generation is exposed to these filters pretty much from birth, truly. Like, I've seen little kids like age 1 to 3 on Snapchat doing the dog filter and things like that and laughing and, you know, having fun. But really, if you think about that, from the time that they are born, they're quite literally growing up looking at themselves in this artificial way. And I do think that that could be unhealthy for the brain. I truly do. I think that being exposed to these unrealistic expectations are leading teenagers to want to do things to themselves a lot sooner, such as Botox and lip filler and what else? Oh, start using medical grade skincare products like retinol at age 10 to 12. I know I've already mentioned that on a previous episode, but I think all of this could be related back to filters. I really do. And I think it's important to mention here that when I was younger, like middle school, high school age, I had a digital camera, okay? And I would take this digital camera with me to any event that I went to. I'd take it to basketball games, football games, to dances, everywhere. And I would just take all kinds of pictures, like hundreds of photos. And then when I would get home from that event, I would take out my camera, plug it into my parents' computer, and I would just push upload all and post it on Facebook or MySpace or Bebo or wherever else I was posting it back then. But my point here is that I didn't do any editing when I was a teenager. I don't think there was editing to be done, right? Like, maybe I went in and cropped a few images here or there. Maybe I applied a black and white filter to some things, but other than that, I just pushed upload all. And I never, ever thought twice about it. It never even crossed my mind that somebody may judge me based off of my appearance back then, because it wasn't a thing. But now I can almost assure you that I would not be able to do that today, because I've been exposed to all of this like perfection and things like that online. And I'm not somebody who filters my photos, mainly because I don't take a lot of photos anyways. I mainly stick to videos, but also because I never really learned how to do that, you know? So I'm not saying that today I'm someone who applies filters to the things I post, but what I do now is I'll take a bunch of different like shots of the same exact pose so that I can go back through and, you know, favorite the ones that I like and figure out which one is best to post later. Or I may never even post it, you know, but I can almost promise you again that I would not be able to just plug in my phone and click upload all and just push post with confidence. I'm pretty freaking certain about that. So now let's talk about when I decided to stop using filters. This was about a month ago, and I went into my recording room to record a video like normal. And whenever I opened up Instagram and tried to find my filter, it wasn't there. And I immediately started to panic, y'all. Like, my heart started racing. I started like frantically scrolling through the effects gallery and trying to find it. I even like went into the effects gallery, typed in no filter filter, and I wasn't finding it. So naturally, you know, my anxiety starting to grow and grow every second, it seemed like. And I started thinking like, well, shit, what am I going to do? You know? And I started kind of going through the options in my head. And those options were, number one, I could wait a second. I could cross my fingers that maybe Instagram was just going through some kind of a glitch or something. And that if I gave it long enough that I could come back and find the filter later and just be on my way. Number two, I could choose a new filter. But that gave me almost more anxiety because I didn't want to look different than what people were used to me looking like, you know? And I had used that no filter filter for years at this point. Or number three, I could just film the video and post it filter free. And y'all, that option gave me so much anxiety that I couldn't even imagine, you know, like how could I even begin to put my real face filter free on my page? The thought of it was like so freaking scary to me. And so I walked out of the room. I gave myself a second to kind of process it and think about it. But I kept coming back to the thought of like, why did that scare me so much? Like, why was I so scared to show up as me, as the person that I am walking through life day in and day out? Why was I so scared to allow that version of me to show up on Instagram or on TikTok or on YouTube or whatever? Like, why was that so scary? And I just kept thinking, if this scares me that bad, then I think this is the option I have to go with. As bad as it scares me, throughout my life, I have realized that the things that scare you the most are probably the things that you need to do. And so I just, without even hesitating, I walked back into that room, I sat down, I pushed record, I filmed the video, and then I pushed post, filter free. And I cannot even tell you the relief that I felt once I did that. Like, it was a feeling that like I never even really knew that I needed, but I knew instantly that I would never go back to using a filter again because of how freeing it felt to actually step in front of my fears, to convince myself that I am good enough to show up as me online, and to just feel finally free from having to filter myself in any way in order to show up. Like, I can't explain it, but it was a really, really freeing feeling. And now that I haven't used filters for like a month or so, I am so much kinder to myself. Like, truly. I almost feel now as if like when I walk by a mirror, I don't notice my fine lines and, you know, all the imperfections that I saw before, when in all reality, I know they're still there, but I'm not like comparing that version of myself in the mirror to a version of myself on my phone with zero pores and perfect makeup and smooth skin and tan skin and all the things. I literally am just comparing myself to the person that I am and the person that's looking back at me in the mirror. And I don't know. Again, it's really freeing. And finally, at age 33, I'm able to accept who I truly am. I'm able to accept myself for all of my imperfections, for, you know, the freckles on my face, the redness on my skin, for the acne when I have it, for all of the things that make me me. And y'all know how I feel about this, but I truly believe that every single one of us is beautiful in our own way. And I think that we all have unique things about ourselves that make us beautiful. And I think that if we just allow ourselves to have the time to embrace that beauty and just accept ourselves for who we are without all the filters, that it's a really beautiful thing. And so if you're listening today and you are experiencing any of the things that I mentioned, my suggestion for you would be to just try to slowly step away from the filters and see how it makes you feel. Trust me, I know how scary that can feel to do that, but that's why I said we're going to do it slowly. And, you know, if you're somebody who's right now using really intense filters that do alter your appearance, my suggestion would be to switch to something more subtle that's just kind of like enhancing your features and just see how it makes you feel. And if you're someone who's using subtle filters, kind of like I was, then maybe try to do like every other post or every other story filter free. And again, just see how you feel. If you're anything like me, I promise you it is going to feel just amazing. But on the rare chance that you don't like it, like, you can go back. You know, that's the cool thing here, is it's not permanent. If you don't agree with me and if you're like, I have to have a filter, like, by all means, go back to it. But it's just something to challenge yourself with and just to put yourself in an uncomfortable position to allow yourself to have growth, which is what, you know, I'm always like pushing for here. I feel like I had to come on here and talk about this. So hopefully y'all enjoyed it. And if you do decide to go filter free, please reach out to me, send me a DM, let me know how it feels, let me know like your process of doing it. I want to hear all the things, and I promise that I am here to support you every step of the way. As always, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'll talk to you again next Monday. Okay, y'all, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to follow the show on whatever platform you're listening, and leave a rating and review to show your support so we can continue growing together. If today's episode really resonated with you, you can always share it to your story and be sure to tag me so I can personally thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you again next week.